Rosicrucian Declaration of Human Duties.
Prologue. As soon as humans became aware of the need to live in organized societies, they created diverse forms of government in order to assure the administration of these societies. To date, it appears that the interests and aspirations of individuals, and more generally nations, are best expressed through democracy. In fact, even though democracy is not perfect and includes many weaknesses, democratic societies are currently those that best protect human rights, such as they are defined in the Universal Declaration. Respect for the rights of all is certainly the basis of any democracy. However, any democracy that does not encourage respect for the corresponding duties bears in itself the seeds of decadence and fosters the emergence of a dictatorship. As history has shown, a society's good governance depends on the proper balance between every individual's rights and duties. When that balance is lost, whether at the level of the citizens or of those who govern them, the most extreme totalitarianism takes advantage of the situation and plunges those nations into chaos and barbarism. At the dawn of the 21st century, we note that in many countries that have enjoyed democracy for a long time, the rights of the citizens are emphasized over the duties that are incumbent on them as human beings, and thus the balance between the former and the latter is, if not lost, at least quite threatened. Being concerned that this imbalance could increase and lead to a deterioration of the human condition in those countries, we submit this Declaration of Human Duties to all those who share our concerns.
Declaration.
Article 1. It is each individual's duty to respect without reservation human rights such as they are defined in the Universal Declaration. Article 2. It is each individual's duty to respect him or herself and not to debase his or her body or conscience through behaviors or practices that jeopardize his or her dignity or integrity. Article 3. It is each individual's duty to respect others, irrespective of race, gender, religion, social status, community, or any other apparently distinctive element. Article 4. It is each individual's duty to respect the laws of the countries in which he or she lives, being understood that such laws should be based on the respect for the most legitimate rights of individuals. Article 5. It is each individual's duty to respect the religious and political beliefs of others as long as they do not harm human beings or society. Article 6. It is each individual's duty to be benevolent in thoughts, words, and deeds in order to be an agent of peace in society and an example to others. Article 7. It is the duty of each individual who is of legal age and in a fit condition to work to do so, whether it be to support his or her needs or his or her family's needs, to be useful to society, to grow personally, or simply not to sink into idleness. Article 8. It is the duty of each individual who is responsible for raising or educating a child to instill the child with courage, tolerance, nonviolence, generosity, and more generally, the virtues that will make the child a respectable and responsible adult. Article 9. It is each individual's duty to assist anyone in danger, whether by direct action or by doing everything necessary so that qualified or authorized people can act. Article 10. It is each individual's duty to consider the whole of humanity as his or her family and to behave in all circumstances and everywhere as a citizen of the world. This means making humanism the basis of his or her behavior and philosophy. Article 11. It is each individual's duty to respect others' goods, whether private or public, individual or collective. Article 12. It is each individual's duty to respect human life and to consider it the most precious good existing in this world. Article 13. It is each individual's duty to respect and preserve nature so that present and future generations can benefit from it on all planes and consider nature a universal heritage. Article 14. It is each individual's duty to respect animals and to truly see them as beings that are not only alive, they are also conscious and feeling. Epilogue. If all humans carried out these fundamental duties, there would be few rights left to demand because everyone would benefit from the respect due to him or her and could live happily in society. This is why any democracy should not confine itself to promoting a state of rights. Otherwise, the balance mentioned in the prologue cannot be maintained. It is also imperative to advocate for a state of duties so that every citizen expresses what is best in humans in his or her behavior. Only by resting on these two pillars can civilization fully take on the status of humanity. September 21st, 2005, RC year 3358.